here stopping the hits for you. I am Marcos Mercado, the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows. I praise your inspiration station. And we have an amazing 2 hours for you. Yes, like we said, we are stopping the hits. No music, but real talk, real conversation about love and relationships here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. We want you to call us, 215-263-1039. We will be giving away tickets to our Be Beautiful Expo during the next 2 hours. So you definitely want to be by your phone. And also, we're going to share some amazing news, some information about our panel at the Inspiration and Music Conference, which, of course, is called Be Beautiful 2015 this year. Again, give us a call at 215-263-1039. And with me is my beautiful wife, Amaryllis.
Hello, everyone.
It's awesome to have her. Let me tell you, this is a celebration weekend. We know that many are celebrating love, Valentine's Day. You know, I recently stumbled upon some information. Americans, we spend $17.3 billion this weekend on love. Can you believe it? That's a lot. And guess what? I wish I can say that the fact that we spend so much money on love and celebrating Valentine's Day makes a real difference for our relationship. But we know the real difference goes with our commitment and our relationship with God. So I want to introduce introduce our guest in studio, Pastor Ted and his wife, Minister Dawn from Living Faith. Welcome. Welcome to Hello. Our Stopping the Hits, our Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Absolutely. We're happy to be here. What's up, Philly?
All right, Philly. We got Philly in the house.
Yes.
Of course,
in the house.
Jersey, Delaware.
There you go.
It's great to have you on this nice cold day. We're nice and warm inside the studio. So, Ted, Pastor Ted, please, and your wife, Dawn, tell us a little bit of what you do at Living Faith and really and beyond, because that's kind of what we are going to be talking about
today. Well, I've been blessed to serve at Living Faith Christian Center for the past 15 years on staff as assistant pastor. Full-time, where Pastor Connie McLean is the senior pastor. Hey, Pastor Connie and the Living Faith family. And my wife, who, again, we've been married for 22 wonderful years. Mm. She used to serve on staff, and now she's a, what are you, baby?
College.
What are you?
She's a wife.
Yes.
A wife,
But I'm also a college professor at Camden County College in Camden, New Jersey.
Mm. Great, great.
And also, I do real estate. Keller Williams Realty.
Wow. That's a shameless plug.
Yeah, I'm serious. You're going to have to edit that one.
Right, exactly. And I've had, the pleasure to serve as the chaplain for the Philadelphia Eagles for the past 15 years. So it's just been an amazing journey, just an awesome opportunity to serve. And as well, for the past 15 years, my wife has also served the players' wives and their girlfriends. So while we do Bible studies, they're actually ministering. She's ministering to the wives
that's
at the
great.
Same time.
Yeah.
And that's huge. Let me tell you, I have some really good friends that have been part of the NFL for years.
Sure.
But, you know, they're now retired, and they said they wish they had something like this before.
Sir.
No spiritual direction, young boys, young men now, you know, still kind of boys in the mind sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
Getting these amazing careers, making a lot of money, and making a lot of mistakes.
Yes.
No direction. And so I think it's amazing what you guys are doing.
You know, one of the statistics, as you were sharing statistics, that really has kind of driven our ministry and that we've really just decided we want to attack is that there is a statistic. There's a statistic that says that after 3 years, after NFL players have actually gone away from or retired from the NFL, 80% of all NFL marriages end in divorce after 3 years.
Wow.
So again, that's really something that we're passionate about, giving them a foundation and allowing them to understand that marriage must be grounded in their faith in Christ.
Yes. Wow, that's pretty pretty big odds there. I mean,
yes, sir.
Especially higher than the average.
Absolutely.
Wow, yes. Absolutely. So, all right, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let you know, absolutely, Pastor Ted and his beautiful wife, Minister Dawn, is also going to be on our panel at the Be Beautiful Expo. Now, we're going to have an amazing panel discussion. I'll tell you this much. I don't want to give it all away, but there will be someone from the NFL at the expo, and they will be on our panel. But we'll have a little bit more than that because the expertise, the experience, the opportunity they've had to serve as chaplain, they've been able to really connect and make a difference. And, you know, sometimes we watch these players, we watch celebrities, and we don't realize what goes on behind the scenes.
Yes.
And it's so amazing when people decide that they do want to have a solid foundation. I want to read a scripture here to get our minds focused, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to ask Pastor Ted to open us up in a word of prayer. But the Bible says here in Hebrews chapter 13, it says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God would judge the adulterer and the sexually immoral. Now, in one side, it sounds like, you know, a little bit of a threat, but it's like, listen, God created marriage.
Yes.
He wants it to be honored, and we, you know, many times, especially in today's society, we dishonor marriage. Mm. We don't treat it the way it should. People shack up together. People, you know, decide to get married, and then they easily end in divorce instead of understanding that this is something sanctioned by God for the rest of our lives.
Yes. Yeah.
Until death. And that doesn't mean, I always say, until death doesn't mean you can kill your spouse.
Right.
And you're like, all right, now we're done, you know.
Amen.
It means until
sometimes.
Death from God,
yes.
you know, we'll end that marriage. And so it's so important. So, Pastor Ted, please open us up in a word of prayer.
Absolutely. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for these moments that we have together. We just pray your grace. We pray that you would open the minds and the hearts of everyone that hears this program. Mm-hmm. And as a result of your spirit, Father God, just going through these airways, lives, hearts will be touched and changed by your word and revelation in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So Pastor Ted and Minister Dawn, can you share just a little bit of how you met?
Yeah, actually. Let's see if she'll stop me because I get it wrong. But actually, again, this year will be 22 years. We met on the campus of Delaware State College at the time, university. And I actually was in a really, really dark place. I was backslidden, had been backslidden for many years, and was asking God to change my heart. I went into a Bible study, and a beautiful lady was actually teaching Bible study.
Okay.
Whom I had met 3 years prior, who was actually in a backslidden state when I met her.
Wow.
And when I came into the Bible study, I saw her leading the Bible study, and it just struck me. I remembered who she was, and I said, God, if you can change her,
amen.
I want you to change me.
Huh. Amen.
And at the end of her Bible study, she did an altar call. I rededicated my heart, and I got a phone number.
Amen. Look at that. So, but you know, notice he didn't give you that number until after you rededicated yourself.
Yes, sir.
You rededicate, then we can talk.
Yes, sir.
And then Dawn, please tell us.
That is the story. And then after I gave him my phone number, then we started to date. And, you know, we had some challenges.
We didn't have marriage beyond the vows to listen
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Well, amen.
We had some challenges. And I got pregnant my senior year of college. And, you know, at that point, I just realized, wow, I really have to stop playing with God. You know, I mean, like Pastor Ted said, we didn't have the mentors, we didn't have the tools, but that's not an excuse.
Right.
I still knew God,
yeah.
But in terms of totally surrendering myself to him, I realized I still had some areas that I was weak in. And so, yes, I did. I got pregnant. And at that point, you know, we looked at each other and said, you know what, we really have to stop playing with God. And, you know, we made a decision to get married because I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. But 21 years later, obviously we love each other.
Amen.
Now.
And really, the love grew.
Yeah, and, you know, marriage is so serious. And I think that was what caused me to grow up, because I realized I didn't know how to be a friend. I didn't know how to be a husband. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to be a father, because that was coming real fast as well. And I just said, Lord, if you help me, I'll try. And, of course, you know, God is faithful, and he did more than help me. He empowered me to be more than I thought.
Well,
I could.
It says even if you have a mustard seed of faith,
absolutely.
That sounds like one of those prayers. Like, God, I don't know what I'm doing, but you help me, and I'll do
and
my best,
did.
And I'll
he
try.
He did.
Yes.
He was faithful.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He was faithful.
And you know what? I think sometimes we feel, I know I do, and we feel like we need to be perfect and perfect examples, but we really have to be the examples of repenting, because
absolutely.
God is perfect.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
But it has to be true repentance, right? It can't be something that
exactly.
we're playing around. And so it sounds like you did have your trials and tribulations, the mistakes, you fell flat on your face. But then it's like at some point you're like, we can't do this on our own.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is not going to work. So that's excellent. Now, my wife knows we've been married. It's going on 17 years.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
And we have an amazing story. And some of the folks are listening right now, you know the story. But I really believe I was blind. Mm-hmm. Of course, now I can see. But I tried to hook up my wife with my roommate at the time.
Okay, wow.
I said, hey, you guys would make a great couple. And then my wife was interested in me. Again, I was blind, and she's like, what are you trying to do? And so, of course, I was able to see pretty quickly, and then I told my roommate to step back. Yes. I said, step back, Jack, you know, and we took over from there. Obviously, we have two beautiful children.
Awesome.
We have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Amen.
And what about you guys in terms of children?
We have a 21-year-old daughter, Tierra, yeah. who is a junior at Rowan University. Mm-hmm. And we have a 17-year-old son, Theo, the second. Yeah. Who is a sophomore at Paul VI High School.
Wow. Okay,
oh, wow.
great. Yes. All right, well, let's switch gears here a little bit, and let's talk about some of the NFL players that you had an opportunity to counsel, mm-hmm. whether it's through premarital counseling or if they've had some issues in their own marriages.
Yes.
What are some of the things, without putting anyone you know, on blast or throwing them under the bus, what are some of the challenges that some of these young men are facing today?
Yeah, I think that one of the biggest challenges with the NFL and with the players is, first of all, understanding, I say this to them all the time, that the NFL, the culture, it's not real.
Mm.
You know, just even the mindset of people wanting your autograph and, you know, guys who have never really been prepared for the amounts of money and the fame, it kind of creates an environment and a mindset that's not realistic. And so with that in mind, if they don't understand the purpose for marriage, if they don't understand what God wants out of marriage, which is why, you know, the statistic stands that many of them just aren't, they're not prepared for the pressures. They're not prepared for the demands. They're not prepared for the fact that when you have all the money, when you have all the fame, but there's still an emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them get married to try to fulfill all of that, and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they have everything, and they quickly find out that they have nothing. And that's when they find themselves in conflict.
Well, I think, and this to me is just some of my experience in dealing with some professional athletes as well, and some superstars, especially how the women throw themselves
Absolutely.
At these men because they feel like, wow, I'll have security.
Yes.
I mean, look, here's this good-looking man, seems to have his life together. Everyone wants him. If I can have him. And I think you said something, even if they can get married, it's like, hey, I got you.
Yes.
Right.
You know, this is supposed to be forever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's shallow. It's not built on a solid foundation because maybe it was built on the flesh.
Sure.
Maybe it was built just on an emotion. Maybe it's just, you know, two really great, athletic, young-looking people connecting, hooking up, and then it's like, bam, reality hits.
Which is one of the things that you see that happens in the relationships is nobody trusts anyone. You know, just even from that standpoint, you know, you even have the big issue is the mother-in-law drama where, you know, you have the mothers of the players who are very possessive and this is my baby and, you know, and some of them see what you just said in the young ladies or some of them don't see it but think they see that and it just can cause a big conflict.
Yeah.
So you're automatically assumed that most of the mothers could easily automatically assume that these women are after their babies.
Absolutely.
Their
after my baby,
money.
Baby's money.
Money.
And so sometimes it's true, but what happens when it's not, there's always conflict.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like, wow, that is a lose-lose situation there. It's like no one will be good enough.
And one big thing that comes into play a lot of time with that is the prenuptial. That's also a big deal, you know, which is kind of different than, you know, I know regular weddings or regular situations. I know I didn't have any money for.
I know
prenup.
I was going to say
in the prenup.
What are we? Yeah, absolutely.
So in their culture, that's actually that, you know, that's standard. You know,
sure.
Even their agents tell them this is what you need. So
when in the locker room,
right? When they sit down with us, it's a little, you know, it becomes different because we base it on the word, and
that's
a challenge.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
All right. Well, excellent. We are going to open up the phone lines. We do have our first caller right now. We've actually had her on call. So we want to go ahead and bring her on. But I want to give everyone here the number 215-263-1039. Get in on the conversation. We're stopping the hits here on Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're taking your calls. So let's go to line one. I think is Tomasita.
Ah.
Tomasita. You know this woman, right?
Yes, we do.
Tomasita. How do you say it? Tomasita?
Tomasita.
Tomasita.
All right. Good. Well, welcome. Welcome to Marriage Beyond Vows, Tomasita.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. I was just calling Pastor Theodore and Minister Dawn are actually my husband and I mentors. We love them to death. One thing Minister Dawn didn't say was that she is the head of our women's ministry, and she does a phenomenal job with our women's ministry and, you know, getting us in check to be the virtuous wives that we've been called to be.
Amen.
So thank you, Minister Dawn, for that.
Amen.
So, Tomasita, this is your opportunity to embarrass See, you said the good stuff now.
Be
no, we're only kidding here. We're kidding. Now, obviously, yeah. We're having a really good time. Great discussion. Now, how long have Tomasita, you and your husband been married?
We've been married for 3 years.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so, we actually got married at LFCC, and we got married because of the teaching at LFCC. So LFCC is living safe.
Okay. Yes, we got that. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I want to ask a question, something we talk about a lot, and you mentioned the fact that Pastor Ted and his wife, Minister Dawn, have been in your life, and so you have them as mentors, as mm-hmm. direction. How important has that been? I mean, you mentioned you wouldn't even be married, but how important has it been for you to have a faithful, loving relationship because of that mentoring?
How important? Really, I mean, I don't know how many countless phone calls I've made to Minister Dawn with her keeping me in check with not killing my husband or...
Nah. Or
so your husband owes right. them their life. He's like, hey, you saved my life.
And he just found this out, man.
Just found out that you had a knife the time you called. We didn't know that one. All right.
You know, the great thing about the leadership that we have with Pastor Theodore and Minister Dawn is the fact that they are so open and they're so receiving of people. And there's nothing that surprises them. So no matter what you're going through in your marriage, they're just like looking at you like, so, and this is what God says. Mm-hmm. And that's really important for us because, you know, we always think that we're by ourselves when we're dealing that's with good. Something or we're the only ones dealing with it. But, you know, it's just, yeah, mm-hmm. no, this is what the word says, no matter what it is. And that's really important to know that you're not alone.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. That's well, right. We want to say, Tomasita, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And we love you, Sicklerville team. Hello.
Let me just say one more thing. Are you going to be at our Be Beautiful Expo?
I do want to be. I'm going to try to put that in the budget.
Come on. We've made it incredibly affordable this year. I mean, all you need to do, go log on to praisephilly.com. We had VIP tickets. Unfortunately, they all sold out. But the good news is we still have plenty of tickets. $25 gets you into the entire expo, including our panel, the women in finance panel. I mean, there's so much. And, of course, we have the different... what can I say? The concerts and the shows and the empowering sessions. So it's going to be amazing. You really don't want to miss it.
I won't miss it. I'll be there. Make sure it's a date night for us.
There you go.
And
your pastors will be on the panel. So it'll be amazing. Thank you so much, Tomasita.
Thank you, Tomasita.
Really have a good night.
Bye, right. Tomasita.
God bless.
Bye.
All right, good. We have a few minutes here before we go into commercial. I mentioned the fact, and I say this often, no, the number of couples that call and have no direction because they're trying to do it on their own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Almost like they feel like there's something, like we need to do this alone. It might be pride.
Sure.
Might be culture. You know, in a lot of our communities, the African-American and Latino communities, you know, counseling is kind of taboo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, going to a counselor. And we have actually a counselor on the line we're going to bring in just a moment.
Right.
But, you know, it's like at what point do people say, hey, I need help? And sometimes it's when it's... so bad.
Yeah.
When that knife is coming out.
Yes.
You
know?
And
yeah.
then it's like, help us. I really do want it. We
Absolutely.
Can joke with Tomasita, but really the truth is sometimes couples are, I mean, literally hanging by a thread and they're like, please, can you do anything? So what do you guys do in terms of mentorship for the couples?
As far as for
couples, just couples at the church?
In general.
Well, a lot of it, again, is just modeling it, you know, just being open and transparent with our marriage, with other couples, not trying to guard ourselves, if that makes any sense. You know, sometimes, you know, you see people and they just see you in the best light when the reality, we all know that things aren't always great.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
So I think that's one, modeling. Two, you know, at the church, not only with the players, we spend a lot of time in the Word, you know, and realizing, people say or don't realize, that marriage and life does come with instructions. It's called the Bible. and that's really, I would say those are the two major things that we do. We're open, we're transparent, we share our lives, and we also believe that the Bible is the answer book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And I think also just giving them tools, tools that they can use, especially during premarital counseling, or even if we're doing individual counseling, we'll usually give them tools that they can use, whether it's, making them sit down and go over the Word together or pray together or, you know, really help with their communication. Mm-hmm. And then once they get those tools, then they're able to utilize them when we're not around, you know, because,
excellent,
again, this
sure
should be a lifestyle within your marriage.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good stuff. Good conversation. We are going to take a brief break. We are talking about everlasting love here at Marriage Beyond the Vows. As we've stopped the hits, we have many of you waiting patiently on the line, including a good friend of mine who is actually a marriage therapist. So we're going to have some great conversation. We're getting ready for the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Go ahead and log on to praisephilly.com. And don't you dare touch that dial, because we're going to take a brief pause for just a moment.
Cool.
Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. We're stopping the hits to talk about marriage beyond the vows, and we're talking about our Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Here in studio is my beautiful wife, Amaryllis. We also have Pastor Ted and his wife, Minister Dawn. We're having a great conversation about everlasting love, the challenges, the trials and tribulations of marriage, and really what we need to do to make sure that our love lasts for an eternity. Absolutely. All right, the Be Beautiful Expo is coming up on March the 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. Go to praisephilly.com to get your tickets. Don't wait. I know how we are. We could be the last minute Church of Christ, but we want to make sure that we do this early, all right? It's actually a little bit late already if you wanted the VIP tickets, but guess what? The tickets that are incredibly affordable are still on sale. You can go to praisephilly.com for more information. We will have a panel discussion at the expo. And of course, we are going to have Pastor Ted and his wife, Minister Dawn, including some other folks,
absolutely,
that they're bringing with them, right? Some folks from the NFL.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So this is going to be some good stuff. So
NFL couple coming out.
And let me tell you something. It's a Be Beautiful Expo. Men, my brothers, don't get it wrong. Don't think, hey, that's just for the women. Mm-hmm. We're going to have the man cave. We're going to have some real, you know, men there talking about life,
nice,
and marriage and how they're able to remain faithful and strong. And I love some of the conversations we've even had off air,
sure,
on how these couples are just keeping it real.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to have them actually bring in and introduce our first couple, NFL couple, that, mm-hmm, they're bringing in. And we want you to, you know, have your ears open to them. Welcome them.
Absolutely. This is Javon, and I believe Thomas is with her, Tepe. They're actually one of our first couples. Well, not one of our first couples, but we have a couple that we work with for at least 3 years before, mm-hmm, they got married, and maybe five or six afterwards. Javon Tepe and Thomas Tepe. Thomas was our starting fullback for the Philadelphia Eagles for 5 years here.
Well, welcome, welcome, Javon.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Now, Pastor Ted said that maybe Thomas is with you. Is Thomas with you?
Yes, Thomas is right here.
All right. Well, welcome both. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. It's great to have you on. And what Pastor Ted promised, I don't know if you heard everyone, he says, really, your dirty laundry is going to be put out there.
No, yeah.
All your embarrassing stuff is going to be put out
watching
there.
Thomas is a big man.
We're only kidding. Please share, sure, you know, what's the experience you had with them? And, of course, I can tell you have a good friendship with them.
Absolutely. I'm actually happy to say they just had a beautiful baby girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And we are the godparents, so I'm very proud about that.
Aww.
Yes, but I actually met Thomas when he was a rookie, right after he had his injury. He had the same injury that Bo Jackson had.
Mm.
He broke his hip. And really, everything was at question whether he was going to be able to continue his career. And I believe it was during that year that he rededicated his heart to the Lord, and everything turned around.
Wow.
Including he met a couple years after that his beautiful wife, Javon. And
wow.
I'm sure he would say life has been heaven ever since.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, can you please, both Javon and Thomas, would you like to share just a little bit about the way you met and how it is now being married, and of course having mentorship helping your relationship?
Okay, well, we actually met back in 2004 as friends, of course, and then just progressed through our friendship into dating. And I always like to joke and say I was kind of set up, and I didn't even know I was doing pre-marriage counseling.
Okay, good. You just thought you were coming over for dinner.
And we ended up in the blue room, which we call it.
The blue room.
That's our basement.
Pastor Ted and Minister Dawn's house. You know, just going over dating God's way. And I was like, hold up now. I didn't agree to get married yet.
Wow.
But it was just a way to kind of set the basis for dating God's way. And I really admire and just honor them for being there for us. Many times when we didn't even believe in our own selves and wanted to give up on our marriage, they were there standing in the gap, praying for us.
Amen.
For us. And
well,
we need people like that in our lives.
Jovan, let's just backtrack just a moment. Dating God's way. Sometimes we hear this. What did that mean for you and your relationship with Thomas?
Well, number one thing it meant was abstaining from sex.
Uh-oh.
And
say that again. I want to make sure we hear that.
Say it loud.
Took it a little further.
You're telling me, hold on a second. You're telling me this brother from the NFL was dating you and had to all of a sudden say, hold on a minute. If we're going to do this God's way, we have to abstain from sex. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And not only that, but they also encouraged us to not always spend time alone. You know, mm-hmm. try to do group activities.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And, you know, even the music we listen to, we had to kind of switch it up on that because some music can put you into a certain mood.
Right.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah.
So you don't want to be listening to Tempted to Touch, you know, when you're trying to abstain from sure. sex. Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, and it's funny, you know, just how we laugh now, and it's not even them, but just even married couples, mm-hmm. you know, I think around the universe, where the whole temptation is, before you're married, is stay out the bed. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, when you get married, we find ourselves counseling them, y'all better get in the bed. You
know? I know, that's so true.
So the
that's
thing so that you true. Thought was so important before you got married, you know, of course, the devil leaves you alone and he comes another way. But just, you know, one of the things that we teach the couples is that it really isn't a sex thing. It's an obedience thing.
Absolutely.
And so if you're unable to obey God before you get married, it's going to be very difficult to, because you're going to bring the disobedience
Absolutely.
Into your marriage. Yes.
And then how do you really build trust when sure. the trust has already been broken?
Absolutely.
Right.
So that's really what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Thomas there?
Yes, he's here.
He's being quiet. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Very well, and you?
Good. Why don't you tell the people your side, just as far as what it was like dating God's way and the results of it?
Well, like you said, I could start over in 2004 when I came to Philadelphia. I thought I knew who and what God was until I met a man of God, Pastor Theodore.
Amen.
And he took me to his man of God, Pastor Lamont, the late Dr. Lamont.
Yes, sir.
And those two changed my life, changed my whole outlook on what I thought God was.
Mm. Amen.
Then from then on, I was never the same. At one point in time, I wanted to quit football and just do what God said, but they kept me because that was my talent, my gift.
Yes,
absolutely.
That's awesome. That's great.
Every day, ever since, you know, I just wanted the word. And as my life was changing, I didn't know what a man was until I started following what he was telling me to do and how to be a man. And wow. to this day, he's still teaching me how to be a man, so I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Amen. And Thomas, congratulations on your new baby.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to have to take another brief pause for the cause. We're going to take a break. We don't want you to go anywhere. We're also going to bring in Carissa, who is actually a marriage therapist, and we're going to talk about the real good and juicy hot stuff about marriage.
All
don't
right.
worry. It's a Christian show. We're going to keep it clean, but we're going to keep it real as well. So don't you dare touch that dial. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. We're stopping the hits here on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado. And with me in studio is my beautiful wife, Amaryllis. And we also have Pastor Ted. He's assistant pastor at Living Faith Center. Of course, he's also a chaplain for the NFL, specifically with the Eagles organization. And his beautiful wife here, Minister Dawn, is with us as well. It sounds like we got a lot of talent in the room, right?
Yeah, we got
lot. I think earlier, I think you said you real estate going on, marriage counseling going on.
I mean, it's like
a little bit of everything. But you know what? We keep it going. It's awesome. We're talking about everlasting love, especially this weekend, Valentine's Day weekend, as we celebrate love. And the world spends so much time, energy. Nothing wrong with the chocolate or the teddy bears or the nice dinners and all that stuff. But will it last forever?
Right.
Come on.
How can we make it last? And I think that both Pastor Ted and Minister Dawn really bring a unique perspective, because they counsel and even do premarital counseling with a ton of NFL players who really want to have a Christian-based foundation.
Yes.
They want to have their relationship in the right place. So I also want to introduce to you a good friend of mine, Carissa. Carissa, welcome. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Now, Carissa is a good friend. My wife and I are going to be with her and some of her colleagues, some licensed therapists and marriage counselors in the Washington, D.C. area this upcoming weekend. If you want more information on that, you can visit our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/Beyond the Vows. And we have more information on that. But of course, we're really talking about what we need to have our relationships last forever. We also have Jovan and Thomas from the NFL here with us on the phone, on the line. All right. So, Carissa, let me ask you a question. When couples go to you and they are struggling, they're barely hanging by a thread, what is the number one issue that you usually come across?
Underneath it at all, Marcos, I believe that the number one issue has really come down to a lack of trust that has developed in the relationship. And sometimes that it looks different in each marriage. For some people, they think a lack of trust comes from some outright action, like an affair or a lie. But I found that it's little events that pile up and accumulate in the marriage. And then they come into my office, which I appreciate people who come in and see the need, but oftentimes the tension is so thick in the air that you can kind of cut it, you know? And so I find that it's that lack of trust in each other.
Well, talking about that lack of trust, how much does premarital sex play a role in breaking that trust?
Yeah,
absolutely. It does break it down. And I heard you guys talk about staying out of the bed before you get married. And I have to say, my husband and I, we've been married for 14 years. We dated for 2 years and 2 months, and we were abstinent as well during that period.
Awesome.
And it's amazing the trust that's built, because you know that desire is there. And when you decide to abstain, you know that without a doubt that each person's eyes are on God and that they're going to love God. And it gave me such a sense of peace in my own marriage that, you know what, my husband is going to make sacrifices for me throughout my marriage.
That's awesome.
Yes. And so I think that, you know, it demonstrates your obedience to God, as you said earlier.
Yes.
And then it gives you a sense of faith that, okay, even when things are bad, and they can get bad sometimes, they're going to point their eyes to God.
All right.
You know, and I think that helps.
Absolutely. Now, we did promise, I said this, that we're going to keep it real. So I want to talk to Jovan and Thomas for a minute. How challenging, how difficult was it to remain pure before marriage?
Well, for me, it was difficult.
Come on, brother. That's what I'm
That's Thomas. Keep it real.
All right, so it was difficult.
It was hard because I'm basically something to something that I naturally wasn't used to. Being in that position, in that element, everybody's running around doing what they want to do. By him telling me, if you're gonna do it God way, is what you cannot do.
Wow.
And in the beginning, I thought he was playing, but when he looked, he was serious.
You looked, and he wasn't laughing.
Right.
Like it's there.
He was not laughing. I said, you know what? If it's worth it, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. And
wow.
It was easy, no, but we did it.
Mm.
I love it. Now, Pastor Ted.
Yes.
Thomas, some other players. I mean, what is the challenge? Why is it so hard?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the Bible talks about a young man staying pure. Why is it so hard? And I know, you know, Carissa could be even probably attest to this, maybe the hormones or whatever. But really, is it more the culture? Is it more a lack of self-control? Is it a lack of knowledge? Why is it so hard?
Well, I think, are you talking about more particularly for the players?
I think
just
for players,
general?
Just young men who easily have
accessibility,
easy,
right.
Easy.
Yeah. Well, again, like I said, it's a culture, you know, and I'm sure Thomas could speak to it, that, it's what's done. You know, being a man of power and influence. I've actually heard of, not Thomas, of course, but I've heard of players when they'd go into their rooms, when they're actually out, at different cities, that there'd be women in the bedrooms, mm-hmm. Waiting for them. So I think, and the thing about it is to not do it is against the culture. Guys, what's wrong with you? Are you gay or, are you a punk or whatever? Mm-hmm. So I think that's one of the biggest parts outside of just the natural desire of a man. Mm-hmm. Then you have these. That's why I said, their culture is not normal.
That's true.
So it just gets, it's an added amount of pressure.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Would you agree, Thomas?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, I think also so many folks look at celebrities and athletes and they want to be like you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do. And it's unfortunate that very few have that standard, have that conviction, that will say something like what you just said, Thomas. This was hard, but we wanted it to work. We didn't just want to play around. It wasn't a joke.
Sure.
And I think, Thomas, you had that humility to say, I'm going to let someone help me because I don't know what I'm doing.
And I know Thomas wouldn't mind this, but he actually had, and I reminded him of this, that he had a generational curse that he had to break. Thomas, could you tell him how many siblings that your father had?
Well, the number's not certified, but it's 27-plus kids my father had.
Wow.
Wow.
So me coming here and learning something different, not even that, having a father figure, a male role model that said what he said and did what he said was completely different to me. All the men I knew said one thing and did something completely opposite.
Mm-hmm. And that's the key, right?
And the leadership in the church really kept me where I needed to be. And it actually redirected me. So instead of me going out with them, I would hang out with Pastor Theodore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I really surrounded myself with good people. You hang around, it's very true.
Man, I'm inspired. I'm inspired. Look, I don't get goosebumps, but man, when I heard that generational curse, 27 plus, who knows how many.
Sure.
And you've been able to break that curse. Now we know it's not you, it's by God and Jesus' power.
Amen.
But just to know that you have the humility to say, I just want help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want help. I wonder how many more young men and women are out there just saying, help me out. Look, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I want to see your example.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Show me the example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pastor Ted, mm-hmm. Minister Dawn, show me the example. Honey, people are saying they want to see that example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carissa, how important is that example for couples?
The example is absolutely paramount in this because for a generational curse, if you think about it, it's been happening for years and years. And so you need an outside external resource to help you to break those. And so oftentimes we need someone in our lives, whether it's our minister or a good spiritual friend or a counselor to help, first of all, to identify that is a curse. Sometimes people don't really see it. And then also to help you along the way and help give you steps and point out, okay, you're heading in that direction.
Right.
You need to stop and shift.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important, mm-hmm. I think, the example.
Well, Javon and Thomas Tepe, thank you so much, you both, for being on the air with us. We are inspired by your faith.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
now go
you,
go attend.
Absolutely.
Now
love
go
you.
Attend to that beautiful baby of yours, all right?
Take care of my God baby.
Absolutely. I love it. The God baby. You know that. You better take care of them. I love it. I love it. Now we have Carissa. Of course, she is a marriage therapist from the Washington D.C. area and specifically the College Park, Maryland area. Great stuff. You want to find out more information, you can go to our Facebook page. But we want to talk about a moment about the Be Beautiful Expo, right? The Be Beautiful Expo 2015 coming up on March the 14th. It's less than 1 month away.
Yeah.
Don't be the last minute person trying to get in. You know that scripture about the 10 virgins and the five that were prepared? It's like, let me in. I got to get into this Pennsylvania Convention Center. I want to be inspired.
Yes.
You know, Pastor Ted, mm-hmm. I want to reach and touch, the artists. I want to be inspired. We we definitely don't want you to be left out there. So we are in just a moment going to offer some tickets. So please don't go far. Don't go anywhere. And go ahead and give us a call right now, 215-263-1039. We will bless some couples, especially if you want to go. Maybe you can't do it financially. This is your time to call in, 215-263-1039. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can go to facebook.com/beyondthevows. But let me tell you, Be Beautiful Expo. Now, we were talking about this. You guys are going to be on the panel.
Sure.
We're going to have some real honest conversation. I mean, I tell you, you know, if the brothers keep it as real as Thomas, I mean, that's real as it can get. Like, it's hard.
Yes.
Right.
You know, sometimes people, especially in the church, they make it sound like it's so easy. Oh, God, God, God.
Right.
You know? So let's get real. King David.
Is real.
King David.
Yes, it is.
But think about it. King David, a man after God's own heart, fell.
Yes.
Then we can't be holier than thou.
Exactly.
And that makes it so unrelatable.
Sure.
I love what he shared. I mean, it broke my heart, but it inspired me at the same time to hear about his own father, 27 plus kids.
Yes. Yeah.
But he broke that curse because he decided, hey, I'm not going to go down those same footsteps.
Yep.
I'm going to follow in the steps of Jesus.
He actually met one of his brothers on the football field.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, let me tell you, I know some stories. I have buddies of mine who found siblings on Facebook, adult siblings. They didn't even know they had. But they were like, hey, we have the same last name. Hey, where you from? Who's your daddy?
Right.
Whoa, we have the same daddy.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, man, they could have dated their own sister or something.
Yeah, I met mine at school.
That happened.
Oh, I sure did. Wow. I met my half-brother Michael at school.
And we know there's some people I've seen, they've met siblings at funerals.
Yes.
They didn't know. I mean, it's just so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
We want to break that generational
curse.
We're
going to do it.
We're going to do it. And I think it starts with the humility. We don't know what we're doing. We need to do it God's way.
That's right.
Now, Carissa, is that generational curse real?
It is very real, and I see it. You know, oftentimes, the reason why I said sometimes you need a third party to point it out, because some people aren't aware that that was, you know, and it sometimes it doesn't, it's not just about, you know, children and more siblings, but it could be communication patterns in your marriage that, you know, your parents never talked about anything, or they shouted about everything, and then, you know, they were just had explosive anger, and you find it in your own marriage, and then we go back and do some family history, and we talk about the family dynamics of their childhood and their grandparents and things like that, and identify that this is something that has been happening and that they have to be aware of and take a shift and move in the other direction. And we talk about tools on how to do that.
Mm. Well, I can tell you, my own wife, you know, she grew up in a single mom's household and she vowed. She said she'll never get married. You know, until she met me, of course.
It changed everything.
Carissa, we don't want to take a lot of your time. We want to say thank you so much for calling in and being part of our conversation. You just have so much to share. We look forward to working with you this upcoming weekend.
Yes, I'll see you then. Thank you so much. I've had so much fun on this call today.
Thank you, Carissa. You have a blessed evening.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so generational curse. I mean,
yes,
this is real.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, and I love how Carissa broke it down. She said it might not even be about having children.
Mm-hmm.
It could be about having bad communication.
Sure.
Right.
You know, it can be, you know, in my household, I remember my mom and dad didn't show a lot of affection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, they just didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, and so I didn't know. And we kind of grow to imitate what we see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think a common thread there, right? Didn't Thomas say he needed godly men?
Absolutely.
In his life.
It's key. Yeah, it's really key. It's funny you say that. I used to think we were the, growing up, I'm the baby of five, and I used to think that we were the Huxtables because, you know, my parents never fought. Well, but then as I got older, I realized I never fought because they didn't really talk. So I remember when Dawn and I first got married, you know, so I never saw conflict resolution because they didn't really, I never saw that. So when we would get into arguments or fight, I didn't know how to deal, you know, so I would just get in the car and leave, you know. So again, being able to see models, being able to understand how to break those generational curses, those patterns of thought, that if they're not corrected, can actually destroy relationships.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to introduce a topic here that I know is real, is sometimes people think, hey, we'll remain faithful, but they have other ways that they damage the relationship.
Yes.
Pornography.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just the lack of communication or hurting each other in ways. I mean, I learned early on. I mean, when we would get angry, you know, at first we made some really stupid mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'll take responsibility. Like, I would mention the D word, divorce.
Okay. Yeah, mm. Sure.
Like, if it were some kind of option, and then we realized,
absolutely.
Remember, and this is the importance of having, you know, just good, godly counseling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
And they were like, why are you going to say that if you're not going to do it?
Right.
Well, mm-hmm. well, that's the thing, especially when you're dealing with strong women, and I perceive there are two here. after a while, like
where?
You said.
Like godly said, women.
Like you said, you kind of use it as a threat, and then after a while, you know, you need to pull the trigger or stop saying it. You know?
That's true. Yeah. It doesn't work. That's true. But yeah. I think it's, we want to hurt, when we're hurt, we want to hurt back.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. and that can be one of the things. And I know in my marriage, in my family's, my parents' relationship, they were married for over 22 years, and then they went ahead and separated, went their separate ways because of my father's infidelity. Mm-hmm. But then what we realized, I always thought, okay, my mother was the victim, but she grew so much to realize she was a lot of the blame.
Sure.
A
sure.
lot of
it.
It
takes two.
It does take two. And, you know, it's not for the women not to feel, okay, there are some women who are victims out there, but my mother didn't do a great job communicating.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she bottled things in.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they're the best of friends.
Yes.
They're it's just amazing to see their relationship. I mean, we love to see, you know, my kids love grandma and grandpa, and just they go everywhere together. Uh-huh. It's just such a different relationship.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. it's because it has its foundation on Christ.
Yes. Yeah.
They weren't mm-hmm. Christians before.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
They didn't know. They didn't have that support.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, my wife had just grew up in a single mother's household.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And
I was going to say one thing that we share with couples is, you know, always trying to get to the root of certain situations or reasons why they may act the way they do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. They're like, wow, man, I sound just like my mother. Or, you know, I'm seeing that my dad act that way. And, you know, when we're able to pinpoint the root, then we're able to minister at that point, you know, from that point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a big thing because there are a lot of things that I've said, you know, oh, I'll never do that. I'll never act like my mom. I'll mm-hmm. never treat my father. You know, and I said to myself,
okay. See, that's why, that because you should never say never. Never say, that's the warning sign.
Right.
You know those are the biggest fighting ones. Never.
Yeah.
You never bring me flowers.
Right,
never
right.
do this. All right, listen, we got to take another break, all right? Of course, this is what keeps us on the air. We have some sponsors that we got to go to.
Right.
But, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk about the 50 Shades of Porn.
Okay.
That's what I call it,
yeah,
50
yeah.
Shades of Porn.
I saw you going
and we're
going to
talk
yeah,
there, all right? We're
going to
talk about that. And we're going to bring in, I believe, some other friends of yours mm-hmm. from Living Faith.
Awesome.
Bob and Millicent will come on the air.
Very
as
good.
Well. And we have some more surprises. Don't you go anywhere. Of course, we are offering tickets to the Be Beautiful Expo 2015. Go ahead and give us a call. 215-263-1039. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.